Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God,
I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I will bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High.
To herald your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night.
On the psaltery and on the lyre and to the melody of the harp.
For you have made me glad by your acts, O Lord, and I shout for joy because of the works of your hands.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be green and succulent.
That they may show up how right the Lord is. My rock, in whom there is no injustice.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, but then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth great large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. When I decided to be a linguistics major, I defaulted to the history of English and Germanic languages. Those were the areas I knew most, English and German. The beauty of it was that when I took Old English, frankly, it was much more Germanic than modern English is. As languages go, I thought it was a pretty cool language, not even for its poetic style, but for its grammar. I can geek out on grammar, though not so proficiently as my brothers, but I digress. All of this is to remind us that language changes, culture changes, life changes. There are words in the modern English language that a few short hundred years ago literally meant quite the opposite of what we know them to mean today. And that makes reading anything that is 5 or 6 or 20 hundred years old difficult to understand without a lot of help. When I was in Oklahoma and Nebraska, I learned that cedar trees in pasture land are weeds. They grow like weeds. They are scruffy. They consume important nutrients. They proliferate and get in the way. They are not worth much. Though there was that professor at Oklahoma State who was working out how to, well, harvest those scrub trees and use them as resources for making ethanols. The point is that as I read Ezekiel with my 21st century, middle of America farming mindset, it just does not make sense. Speaking of cedar trees as majestic, as metaphors for great nations, as places of refuge and comfort for all people. Indeed, that's another kind of 21st century encroachment, isn't it? Cedar trees don't mean the same thing here as they did all those centuries and millennia ago. Perspective changes. Similarly, when Jesus references a mustard seed, it is a troubling metaphor. By tradition, Christians have tended to read the mustard seed as a weed, a plant out of place, something invasive. To be sure, if one is a wheat farmer in Kansas, mustard in your wheat field is a huge pain. It gums up the cutting head of the combine. It pollutes the harvested wheat. And yet, Amy Jill Levine notes in her book, Short Stories by Jesus, the enigmatic parables of a controversial rabbi, that this parable has given rise to a great many readings. This noxious understanding of the mustard plant that is redeemed by growing great and large, giving shelter, is the second branch of interpretation she addresses. Levine begins by noting that the starting place may be with the core, simplest interpretation. Jesus said that this seed was small and it grows big. So big, in fact, that it provides shelter. As a metaphor for the reign of God, this image is powerful. It may start small, so small as to be deemed insignificant, but it grows and develops and unfolds, becoming big and all-encompassing. Jesus tells us that this mustard seed will grow so much that it becomes the greatest of all shrubs. Is that not what we pray every time we pray the Lord's Prayer? Your kingdom come. We pray that indeed God's reign grow and unfold and encompass everything so that it is the greatest and most central reality of all creation. If you remember your small catechism by Martin Luther, you remember that he explains that in fact, God's kingdom comes on its own without our prayer. But we ask in this prayer that it may come also to us. The coming of God's kingdom happens by God's authority. It is a mystery. That is precisely what Jesus has led with today. The kingdom of God is as if someone scatters seed, then they sleep and rise. Day and night, night and day, the seed does what the seed does. It sprouts and it grows. The one who scatters it does not know how, but when it is ripe, the sower also harvests and benefits from the richness of the growth. I remember my college biology classes where I first realized the powerful truth that defining and even replicating life is impossible, a mystery. Some here may disagree. Someday, humanity may make sense of all the elements that bring life into being. For now, it is still a mystery. So too, the reign of God. What we hope to recognize that it is unfolding all around us. How it unfolds is often surprising and wonderful, even as it can be startling and unsettling. In the midst of this presence, we hope to reap the benefits at harvest time. In the meantime, we sow. We spread the good news of God's love and compassion and grace and forgiveness and hope with abandon. We trust that as we see language and culture and understanding change, that God is in the midst of it all, bringing the newness of life. Phil Ruge Jones offers this retelling of the mustard seed on the Early Sermon Seeds Facebook group. The kingdom of God is like a dandelion, called a weed, yet beautiful. Aggressively attacked, yet utterly resilient. Unwanted, yet wantonly prolific. So controlled, yet so out of control. The frustration of the fathers. The delight of children. Children of God. Let us live in the hope of God's reign come near.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.